Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Samaches, and we're learning Siman Tes, which deals with the Mitzvahs Kavanah. So, just to clarify, what we're talking about—that a person without Kavanah is not Mekayim Mitzvahs. There's a sefer which was written, which deals with the fact that people do many mitzvahs throughout the day that they're unaware of. Had they stopped and been aware of the fact that it's a mitzvah and thought they're doing l'shem mitzvah, they would get schar for that mitzvah. If, however, they do not stop and think about they're doing l'shem mitzvah, it's not considered a ma'aseh mitzvah, and they do not get schar for that ma'aseh mitzvah. The Bir Halacha takes it a step weiter. He says if you hold that your person is not mekayim the mitzvah without kavanah, so it comes out in certain scenarios it's going to be more problematic. For example, person wears a talus. Talus has four corners. There's a mitzvah to put in tzitzis. The person does not stop and think that he's doing this the shei mitzvah, wearing the tzitzis the shei mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvah tzichas kavanah, you do not fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis without kavanah. So it comes out you're wearing a bag of Abdallah conference and you're being mavatal that say of tzitzis. A person sits in a sukkah and he's eating, so you're not allowed to eat outside of a sukkah. There's a bitul asay every time the person eats outside of a sukkah. The person does not think the shame mitzvah. He does not fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, and it comes out he's the situation was the equivalent of eating outside of a sukkah, the Bir Halacha says. So not only would you not get the scar of the mitzvah, you're not beyond the mitzvah, but you have a dinner of bitul asay. You're eating and not doing the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah. You're wearing a bag of dollar compass and not doing the mitzvah of putting in tzitzis. So a person has to take this very seriously. So here's an example. The person is doing kibbut av aim. So he stops and he thinks that he's doing the shame mitzvah of kibbut av aim. Now, that's great. The person would also think, I'm sure the parents very much appreciate the fact that the child is doing that. So to hatorecha kamarecha, you would like your children to do that to you. You should do that to your parents as well. So v'haftarecha kamoicha. If you don't think that, you're not mekayim haftarecha kamoicha. If the father's a talmid chacham, there's a mitzvah of a b'yisid book to connect to talmid chachamim. There's a mitzvah of ishim of aviv tiro. If the father is a zokain, there's a mitzvah of neisei b'tokim or tashem b'nei zokain. That a person shouldn't be careful not to cause a parent any pain. Some opinions say that the pasuk says, "Amana v'yosem lo sanun." It's lav davka amana v'yosem. It's like Rashi says, those are people which people tend to do that. But any person that you're being mitzayer, you're causing pain to, is mitzvah in the Torah, not to me, cause them pain. There's an isur b'nos devarim, causing pain through words. So if I'm careful about that, I'm a kaima mitzvah. Person is mechabed Shabbos, so a person the Torah, the pasuk in Yeshaya, across the Shabbos, the mitzvah of chabed Shabbos, which is the mitzvah of the Rabbanon. You have a mitzvah of loy saser, not to deviate from the words of the chachamim. There is so if I don't think that, I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah of listening to the chachamim. So it plays itself out in various scenarios. Another example, according to the Rizal, when a person answers Yehishmer Rabba, a person answers Kedusha, he says, "Mekayim in the mitzvah of Seyit Raisa, v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael." I'm not even aware there's such a mitzvah, so I'm not mekayim it. You can't apply the Chayyotim Svorah in that situation. I'm davening because I have to daven, so I'll get the kavana for davening. But to say that I get the kavana of without kavana, that'd be hard to say that should be true. But if a person stops and thinks, I'm in the kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, I'm in the kind of mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the rice every time I answer Yeshir Rabba or every time I answer Kedusha. So without being aware of the mitzvahs that the person has, without being in the kind of Hashem mitzvah, a person can lose many, many mitzvahs over the day. So this sefer goes through the person's average day, the various different opportunities which come up that a person should be aware of, and therefore have kavanah, the shei mitzvah, and be mekayem those mitzvahs. Have a good day.